Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18, verse 20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. You know, I've said this before, there's always a natural explanation for the book of Proverbs. Up the top of my Bible, it says, for all the Proverbs, moral virtues and their contrary vices. Now let me tell you what this verse naturally means. A man's belly, it's talking about his heart, his desire, his innermost being, it's his belly, when the Lord referred to this word, John 7:38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of his heart is going to flow the fountain of God's grace to him. He that believeth on me. So this verse, naturally speaking, what it says is this. It says, a man's heart is going to be satisfied with the produce, what is produced by his mouth, the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips, he's going to be satisfied. That's what it said. You know, if a man's works are prudent, they're wise, they have a savor of kindness, grace, and he's got a heart that wants kindness. If he utters gracious, sympathetic words, speaks to his hearers, that's what you're going to get. People, kind, generous, friendly. A man's heart's going to be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Out of the abundance of man's heart is his mouth going to speak. But if he's harsh and argumentative, a sower of discord, that's what he's going to get. That's what he's going to get. It's going to come right back. A man sows, he reaps. That's what he gets. With the increase of his lips, he's going to be filled. The farmer goes out and plants some seed, and he sows, and he's going to have, and he expects a harvest. And you know what he's going to get? He's going to get what he sowed. We've grown up in Louisiana, and we had hogs. My dad liked hogs. And we planted corn. And we'd go out there and plant corn, and you know what came up? Corn. That's what we got. That's what we wanted. That's what we got. Man going to sow what he has a heart for, and he's, generally speaking, unless you find somebody's just mean to it, he's going to get that. But now, with every proverb, there's a spiritual significance, and I'm going to tell you something. This spiritual significance here has to do with the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he told the two on the road to Emmaus, beginning with Moses, brought them right on down through the scriptures. He spoke, revealed unto them those things concerning himself. He told the Pharisees, he said, you search the scriptures. They are they that testify of me. So I'm telling you, This scripture right here is concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and His heart, His desire to have His people. Now that's the heart of this. So you won't have to sit and wonder, well, I wonder where He's going with this. This is where I'm going. Here's the end right here. I'm going to give you my closing statement right now. This is concerning the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ to satisfy His Father in the redemption of His people. The Scripture says in verse 20, Proverbs 18, a man's belly, his heart, shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. This has to do with the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. His Word. I read something just a moment ago. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 13 concerning the Lord. He was clothed with vesture, dipped in blood, and His name is called the Word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God. God Almighty speaks. And He speaks one way. He speaks in His Son. I was telling Gary, he walked up there and I told him, I said, I'm going over points right now in my message that are not written down. I was thinking of them. This is another one I just thought of. I thought, this is relative. Turn to Genesis 1:1. Here's how God Almighty accomplishes what He does. Here's how He does it. I just read in Revelation what His name is, the Lord's name. His name is the Word of God. That's His name. The Word of God. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, I know that all things were made by the Lord Jesus Christ. All things were made by Him, for Him. Without Him, nothing was made that was made. So I know who made it. It was made by the Lord Jesus Himself. God. In the beginning, God created. And here's how God did it. Here's how God did it. He did it by the Word of His power. By the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's how God created the heaven and the earth. Look at verse 3. And God said, that's how He did it. Who was that? It was the Word of God. The Lord Himself. Verse 5, God called. The light day, the darkness, He called. Verse 6, God said. God made the firmament divided. Verse 8, God called. Verse 9, God said. Verse 10, God called. Verse 11, God said. How does God Almighty do what He does? By the Word of His power. He speaks. And it is. Now I know this. Back in Proverbs 18:20, a man's heart, his belly, is going to be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. God's going to do what He does and He's going to produce the fruit of His desire, of His pleasure, and He's going to do it by the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I just say it like that? By the fruit of His mouth. Who is the mouth of God? Mark, it's the Word Himself. That's who it is. God. God. Who at sundry times and in divers manners spoken to us by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by Son. I got 3 points. The one to be satisfied is God Almighty, who is man. There is a man that has eternally purposed to satisfy God. There is a man who has eternally been pleased to satisfy his Father. He is the man, Christ Jesus. John 19:5, the Lord said, "Behold the man." When he was standing there with Pilate, go back and read that, the Lord. When you look at that Pilate, it says Pilate in the Scriptures, it's in italics. Pilate's not there. Behold the man. God Almighty speaking, Isaiah 42:1, through the prophet Isaiah said, "Behold my servant whom I uphold." One man disobeyed God. One man obeyed God. And all mankind is going to be found in one of those two men. God Almighty has been pleased to accomplish what He accomplishes by His Word. In the beginning, John 1:1 says, was the Word. What's His name? His name is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. And verse 14 of John 1 says, and the Word was made flesh. Here's my second point. That which must be satisfied is His heart. His belly. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. What did the Lord Jesus Christ reveal that He wanted? He said in John 4:34, My meat, that which satisfies me is to finish the will of Him that sent me to finish His work. My meat is to do His will. This is what's going to have to be done for a man to be saved. The law is going to have to be honored. The law is going to have to be honored. Justice is going to have to be satisfied. Obedience is going to have to be established. That's in the obedience of the law, the honoring of the law. Obedience. The Lord Jesus Christ did always only those things that pleased His Father. Justice is going to have to be satisfied. I'm a just God. Soul that sinneth is going to die. Righteousness for God's people is going to have to be established. God's glory to show mercy and compassion is going to have to be revealed. God's will is going to have to be done for this man to have any hope. Christ is going to have to put away my sin. Christ is going to have to die. This is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which He's given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. This is His heart. This is His will, to obey His Father. God has a people that the Father eternally gave Him in electing grace. And Paul the Apostle said, we're bound to give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief for the truth. These sheep, given the Lord Jesus Christ, is His bride. And He loves her. And He's going to protect her. And He's going to cleanse her. He's going to redeem her. He's going to robe her. He's going to have her. And His will is that she be with Him eternally. That's His will. That's the Father's will. I'm the Father's one. A man's heart is going to be satisfied with the fruit which that is produced by His Word, by His mouth. And he's going to save them. He's not going to fail. He's not going to fail. I like this. A man's belly, look at that next word. A man's belly shall be satisfied. Shall be satisfied. God's will is going to be accomplished. That which God Almighty has eternally purposed is coming to pass. John 10:28, I give unto them, his sheep, eternal life. They're never going to perish. Never. Point number three. His belly, his heart, shall be satisfied with, but actually it's actually because of the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be satisfied. Satisfied. That which shall be the evidence. Now here's what he's saying. That which shall be the evidence of his satisfaction is that his people come to him. If you want to know the evidence that God Almighty, in the person of his precious Son, has been satisfied, his heart has been satisfied. If you want to know that, how do I know that the Father is satisfied? How do I know? God saves his people because he accepted what the Lord Jesus Christ did. If he was not accepted, we wouldn't be either. There would be no one with a new heart. There would be no one with a desire for Christ. If Christ did not redeem his people, if the Father was not satisfied, he would have never come out of that ground. But I'm telling you, the resurrection is the proof that God Almighty was satisfied. He was made sin and he died. He truly died. The blood of God. I read that scripture. The blood of God was shed. And he was put in that ground. And 3 days later, he came out. Accepted. And we in him. That which is the evidence that God's been satisfied. I can tell you this. God's satisfied. God is satisfied. And all that he's ever purposed in the person of his blessed Son to redeem his people, they're going to be there with him. And how he does it now is through the preaching of the gospel. Here's the sound of his mouth. Now listen, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Shall he be satisfied. God's going to speak. And here is the voice of God. Not my voice. You hear that and you say, well, I recognize that voice. That's Marvin's voice. If all you hear is Marvin's voice, but I'm telling you, God is speaking. We beseech you as the ambassadors of Christ, in Christ's stead. In Christ's stead. I'm preaching the same gospel the Lord Jesus Christ preached. He went through preaching the gospel of the kingdom. This is his gospel. It's the gospel of God. And here's the sound of his voice. His truth. There's a man who has satisfied God in the satisfying of himself. The man, Christ Jesus. This man has satisfied himself by the accomplishment of His Father's will, the salvation of His people. And thirdly, He has made known that He is satisfied by the proclamation of the gospel and the fruit of His mouth, the fruit of His lips is the salvation, the evident salvation of His people. Oh, bless God. God Almighty has been satisfied by one man's disobedience. Many were made sinners. By the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. The fruit of His lips, the fruit of His mouth is His people. His people. His bride, His church. And they honor Him. He's glorified in them. Lord, bless the word to our heart. May we see that God Almighty has been satisfied in the person of His Son. How do I know? I see Him. I see the grace of God. I'm looking at the grace of God. For Christ's sake.